feeling pumped and want to help the environment. Well, Tiny Marsh Provincial Wildlife Area is the place to be on Saturday, April 8, from 10 a.m. to noon. The Big Pole returns to help the local wildlife area get rid of invasive garlic mustard and protect the plant diversity of this internationally recognized birding area. All ages are welcome and families are encouraged to make it a fun Easter Saturday event. Tiny Marsh is a key stopover and breeding habitat for migrating birds as well as the year-round home of many wonderful creatures such as bald eagles, painted turtles and beaver. Those helping out will meet at the Interpretive Center at 500 Tiny Flows Town Line, off County Road 6. Participants should wear long sleeves and pants, sturdy footwear, a hat and gloves. They should also bring a water bottle and a tool to lever out the root. A dandelion weeder or small trowel is helpful. If you don't have a tool, one will be provided. Garlic mustard is an invasive herb native to Europe. It was brought to North America in the early 1800s for use as a nutritious edible herb. Since its arrival in North America, it has escaped into the wild and is now one of Ontario's most aggressive forest invaders, crowding out native plants, including tree seedlings, the next generation for the forest, and woodland plants like trilliums and trout lilies. Garlic mustard seeds are easily spread by people and animals. They can remain in the soil for up to 30 years and still be able to sprout. The plant's roots release chemicals that adversely affect the growth of other plants. The plant can grow in a wide range of sunny and fully shaded habitats. It does not provide a valuable food source or habitat for native wildlife. For more information, email info@mtmconservation.org or call 705-322-2545. The following Saturday, local residents are invited to the marsh for waterfowl viewing day where they'll be able to learn more about the thousands of birds that traverse our continent twice a year. In the morning, from 10 a.m. to noon, expert guides will take groups out onto the dikes that transect the wetland to offer information and help in viewing migrating waterfowl. There will be workshops for kids at 10:30 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. At 1 p.m. in the Interpretive Center, two-time world champion wood carver and MTM Conservation Director Wayne Simkin of Waverly will talk about his craft and have some of his award-winning carvings on display. For more information about this free event, click here.